सर्वेभ्यः नमस्कारः. अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः स्त्रीप्रत्ययप्रकरणे नवमः पाठः, नवम्बर् मासस्य एकोनविंशः दिनाङ्कः. येनाक्षरस्मां नायम् अधिगम्यमहेश्वरात् कृत्रं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनिये नमः. वाक्यकारं भरदृशिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्. मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तीश्वरिभाव्ये च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते. Let's go through the first 20 sutras of Ashtadhyayi. The fourth adhyaya first. Mithananji?
Sripatya Prakarne Siddhanai iti sutra smaha. Titaha Ujaharanam dattam. ततः कश्चन प्रश्नः उत्थीयते दीक्षितैः. वक्ष्यमाणा इति रूपमस्ति, तस्य रूपस्य सिद्धिः कथम् इति प्रश्नः. न केवलमेतत्, शानश्प्रत्ययान्ताः सर्वेऽपि शब्दाः एवमेव, पठमाना, पठमाना इत्यादि बहूनि रूपाणि सन्ति. लट्लकारस्य अपि शानचादेशः भवति, तत्रापि अयमेव प्रश्नः उदेति. लृट्लकारः स्वीकृतः तत्र उगित्वमपि दर्शयितुं शक्यते इत्यतः कथं रूपसिद्धिः, सिद्धान्ते रूपसिद्धिः कथम् इति आदौ पश्यामः. वच परिभाषणे इति धातुः, तस्मात् वच धातोः लृट्लकारः क्रियते लृट्च इति सूत्रेण. लृट्लकारे लकारः शिष्यते, लकारस्य उपदेशेन जनमासिकैत् इत्यनेन इत्संज्ञा भवति, लकारस्य जुटु इत्यनेन इत्संज्ञा भवति, उभयोः लोपः, लकारः शिष्यते. तस्य लकारस्य स्थाने लटसद्वा इत्यनेन शानच् प्रत्ययः क्रियते. वच् आन इत्यस्ति. सितासि लटोः इति लिट्लकारस्य विकरणप्रत्ययः, स्य इति, स्य आन. आने मुख् इति सूत्रेण मुग् आगमः क्रियते. आने परे मुख् इति आगमः, मकारः आगमः, वर्चस्य मान इति भवति. ततः चोक्कुः इत्यनेन सकारस्य कृत्वे वक्स्य मान. आदेशप्रत्यययोः इति षत्वं सकारस्य, वक्ष्यमान. अट्कुप्वाङ्गं विवायति इति ककारं षकारं निमित्तीकृत्य नकारस्य नक्कं, वक्ष्यमाण इति अदन्तं प्रातिपदिकम्. तस्मात् स्त्रीलिङ्गे कः प्रत्ययः योजनीयः इति प्रश्नः. विच् प्रत्यय शुड् बि एडेड् इन् स्त्रीलिङ्गः. उत्सर्गतया अजादिदृष्टा इति टाप् प्राप्नोति, किन्तु अत्र लृट्लकारः अस्ति. लृट्लकारः स्थाने आदौ यः आसीत् लृट्लकारः, सः उगित्, ऋकारः तत्र इत् इत्यतः सः उगित् भवति. एवमेव टकारः इत्संज्ञकः इत्यतः टिक् अपि अस्ति. सो इट् इस् बोत् गित् अण्ड् टिक्. तेन कारणेन गितश्च इति सूत्रेण वा त्रिधाणि इति सूत्रेण वा नीप् प्राप्नोति. सो देर् इस् पासिबिलिटि आफ् हेविङ्ग् नीप्, अण्ड् नीप् आल्वेस् ओवर् रूल् टा. अतः तत्र नीप् करणीयं किल इति प्रश्नः. स्थानी, किन्तु प्रश्नः एषः यत् स्थानी लृट्लकारः स एव उगित् भवति, तित् अपि भवति, किन्तु आदेशः लृट्लकारस्य स्थाने यः शानच् आदेशः कृतः सः उगित् नास्ति, तित् अपि नास्ति, ईपः निमित्तं नास्ति. इदानीं किं करणीयं? स्थानिनः स्थानिनम् आधारीकृत्य ईप् करणीयः वा? आदेशे निमित्तं नास्ति इत्यतः ईप् न भवति, टाप् एव भवति वा इति प्रश्नः. सीरीस् आफ् आर्ग्युमेण्ट्स् विच् विल् सी इन् आर्डर्. प्रथमः आक्षेपः, कः आक्षेपः? स्थानिवद्भावेन शानचः अपि दित्वम् उगित्वं च भवति. यदि केवलम् आदेशं स्वीकुर्मः, इफ् युर् जस्ट् लुकिङ्ग् एट् शानच्, देर् इस् नो पासिबिलिटि आफ् एनि नीड् बिकास् इट् इस् नीडेड् टिक् नार् इट् इस्. But he says, the first argument says, sthanivadbhavam उपयुज्य स्थानी नाम लिट्लकारः तस्य यतित्वम् इति उक्तमस्ति. तत् शालचः अपि भवति तेन नीप् भवेत् इति प्रथमः आक्षेपः. सो द फर्स्ट् आर्ग्युमेण्ट् सेज् वि विल् यूस् स्थानिवद्भाव. वि यूस् स्थानिवद्भाव वि केन् ब्रिङ्ग् इन् दट् टित्व अण्ड् गित्व द प्रापर्टीस् आफ् बीङ्ग् टित् आर् गित् एण्ड् यूसिङ्ग् दट् देर् शुड् बि नीप्. सो टाप् इस् राङ्ग् इस् वाट् द फर्स्ट् आर्ग्युमेण्ट् सेज्. So the first solution to it, tasya aakshevasya samadhanam asti, anadvidhaveva sthanivadbhavah bhavati, anubandhakaryam to alvidhihi, sthanivadaveshu analvidhau, analvidhau sthanivadbhavah iti uchyate, alashraya vidhi, ekam varnam ashritya eha vidhihi bhavati, ekameva varnam ashritya bhavati te, tatra sthanivadbhavah nasti, iti, सूत्रे एव उक्तम् अनुबन्धकार्यं तु अल्विधिः. किमर्थम् इदानीम् उगित्वं नाम उग् वर्णः, कश्चन वर्णः ऋकारः एकः वर्णः तम् आश्रित्य उगित्वं भवति. एवं टकारः एकः वर्णः तम् आश्रित्य तित्वं भवति. सो विच् आर् अनुबन्ध. अनुबन्ध मोस्ट्लि इस् अ सिङ्गल् लेटर्. देर् आर् केसस् रेर् केसस् वेर् इत्व हेस् बीन् टोल्ड् फार् अ ग्रूप् आफ् लेटर्स् Adhinyatudavaha, etc. But generally, Anubandha is a single letter. So since it is a single letter, it is Alvidhi. If it is Alvidhi, we cannot use Thanivadbhava. Thanivadbhava nasti chet, nipapi nabhavati. Iti prathamam samadhanam. That is the first argument and the first solution. So the next argument says, Vidiyaha akshepaha, Alvidhihi chedapi, अनुबन्धकार्ये स्थानिवद्भावः भवति. ट्रू इट् ईस् अल्विधि बट् अनुबन्धकार्ये स्थानिवद्भावः भवति. ईवन् इफ् इट् इस् एन् अल्विधि इन् अनुबन्धकार्य वेन् इट् पर्टेन्स् टु इत्सम्य आर् अनुबन्धस् देर् ईस् स्थानिवद्भाव. सेकेण्ड् आर्ग्युमेण्ट् हौ इस् वाट् विल् सी लेटर्. हौ डु वि से दट् देर् ईस् स्थानिवद्भाव इन् अनुबन्धकार्य. But there is a rule which says, even if it is alvidhi, for anubandhas we can use sthanivadbhava. So, tathakim bhavati, anubandhakarya yadi sthanivadbhavaha bhavati, tada adi sthani ritlakare sthitam ugitvam tikvam va ashritya, adeshe krite api neep kartum shakyaha, neep bhavet, iti dvitiyaha akshepaha. There should be neep. So there is a question, how do we know that there is a sthanivadbhava in alvidhi? We will come to this again later. So we will just go through the argument and solution first, and then we will enter into the details. So the second akshepa said, anubandhakarye api sthanivadbhava bhavati. Tasya samadhanam dvedha uchyate dikshitaihi. Dikshita gives the solution now in two ways. Lashrayam anubandhakaryam nadeshanam iti niyamah asti. So there is this another rule which says, true, anubandhakarya sthanivadbhavaha bhavati iti satyam. Kintu, lashrayam anubandhakaryam na adeshanam. Lakarashrayam yad anubandhakaryam asti, nadeshanam na bhavati iti niyamah. In case of lakaras, this is denied. That is, if there is some anubandha for the lakara, the adeshas will not get that karya. Lakara adesha vishaye sthanivadbhavaha anubandha karya sthanivadbhavaha na pravartate iti kashchana niyamah. There is this rule. Tena ritaha ritlakarasya sthaneha adeshaha shalasaha ritadeshe, it should be ritadeshe actually. Tikvam ugitvam va adeshe shanachi na bhavati. So we cannot bring in the tikva or ugitva from jit lakara to the adesha. Shanachi is one solution. So why, how do we derive this rule is again a question. Rashrayam anubandhakaryam nadeshana. In Vyakarana, you cannot make statements like this. You cannot simply say, create a rule. This is not a sutra. So there should be some pramana from the Bhashya or the Vatika or something. So we will see that later again. So the first solution says, Lashtayam Anubandhakaryam Nadeshana. And Anubandhakarya of the Lakaras will not be carried over to the Adesha. So by this rule, we can prevent Neep here. Since the Titva or Ugitva is only in the Thani, we cannot bring it over to the Adesha, hence there is no Neep. It's one solution. And the other solution says, the other solution to the same Akshepam, there is a reason why Dikshita moves on to the second solution. He is not entirely satisfied with the first solution, but he does not mention it. He just gives two alternate solutions. The first solution says, because of the rule, Lashtayam Anubandhakaryam Nadeshana. The second solution says, Kvachit Anubandhakarye Api Analvidhu Iti Nishedha Pravartate. So, it is not a general rule saying Lakaranashraya Anubandhakarye will not be given to Adesha, because there is some problem arising because of that. So, it says, Kvachit, in some cases, Anubandhakarye Api, even with regards to Anubandhas, Analvidhu iti Nishedha Pravartate. The Nishedha Analvidhu. The first solution, if you remember, it said, or the second Akshepa said, Anubandhakarye Analvidhu iti Nishedha Nasti. That is, even if Anubandhakarye Analvidhi, there is Analvidhu. So he says, Kvachit, in some cases, in a few rare cases, Anubandhakarye Api Analvidhu iti Nishedha Pravartate. We use the Nishedha for Analvidhi and say there cannot be Sanivadhava in a few cases, okay, where there is Pramana, obviously. So how do we know this is again a question, which we will be answered. So that is the skeleton of the argument. The argument starts with saying there should be Neep because Nirat Lakara is Hit and Udit. So the answer to that is, we bring that by Thanivadbhava, is the first argument. So the first answer says, there cannot be Thanivadbhava because it is an Alvidhi. So the next Akshepa is, in Anubandhakarya, even if it is an Alvidhi, there will be Thanivadbhava. Anubandhakarya Vishaya, Analvidhau iti Vishayatha, na bhavati iti Dvitiya Akshepa. Tasya Pramadhana, Dvedha Uchyate. That is solved in two ways. One, when stating the rule, Lashtayam Anubandhakaryam Nadeshana. The other, by proving that Kvachit Anubandhakaryepe Analvidhau Iti Nishedha Pravartate. So there are two ways in which that is resolved. So that is the crux of the argument. Now we have to go back and see what is at the root of all these. I mean, you cannot simply state rules like this. Okay. You are stating where there is only Katara at it. Okay. That is the solution. Oh, where is this? It's your commentary. Oh, I should read that. It must be a reason why Dikshita does not speak that Samadhan. Yeah, according to Dikshita, there are only two solutions which he has provided. So now, we are stating three things here. First, we are, either the one who is arguing, giving the Purvapaksha or Siddhanta, they are stating three things. First, they are stating that Anubandhakarya Vishaye Analvidhau Iti Nishedha Na Pravartate. The Analvidhau does not apply to Anubandhakarya, is what the second Akshepa says. And then, Dikshita himself states two things. He says, Lashtayam Anubandhakaryam Nadeshana. The Anubandha of the Lakaras do not apply to Adeshas. And then he is stating, in some cases,
even in if it is anubandha karya, there is the negation by analvidha. So all these require some proof. How do you prove the those statements? Okay, so you have to know those. Unless it is proved, you cannot accept such statements. Okay, so we'll see what is the proof for each of those. Okay, so the first statement says, in case of anubandha karya, there is no negation by analvidhau. Anubandha vishaye analvidhau iti nishedha na bhavati. It's just that alvidhihi chedapi anubandha karya sthanivadbhavaha bhavati. Katham nyayate anubandha karya sthanivadbhavaha bhavati iti. All these, such rules are all derived indirectly. Mostly there from Paniniyan Sutra itself. Panini will not say something directly, but he will indicate them through his sutras. So that is the case here. Panini na lyapi iti sutram karoti. So Panini has given a sutra called nalyapi. Nalyapi na, it is a nishedha sutra. Itva nishedha, itvam na bhavati. Lyapi pare itvam na bhavati iti nishedha kriyate sutra. Nishedham kartum itvasya praptihi bhavet. Praptihi kadasi kiti prateye pare. When some pratyaya is kit, that is has kakara as itsamya, ghumastha gapa jahati samhali iti sutrena, itvam praptnoti. So itva is given, mandated by the sutra, ghumastha gapa jahati samhali, which says that there is itva for some of these things which are mentioned in the sutra, when followed by a kit pratyaya. Lyap pratyaha kit nasti. Lyap is not kit. There is lakara as it and there is pakara as it, but it is not kit. Kakara ha itsamitaha nasti. Itve aprapte nishedhakutaha. Since lyap is not kit, there is no prapti for itva. You cannot do itva by ghumasthaga padasatisadhani. Kivartham nishedaha. Nalyapi iti nishedhasya. Kortaha, kimartham nishedaha, iti prashna. Tana uchyate, yapaha sthani ktva pratyaha. Yap is always an adesha for ktva. There is initially ktva pratyaya, which is replaced by yap. So ktva pratyaha kid, ktva ityatra, katarasya itsamya asti. Saha kid, anubandha karye sthani vadbhavaha asti. Ataha vyapaha api kitvam bhavati. So the kitva from the sthani is brought over to the adesha. That is what Panini believes. Atayeva anubandhakarya sthanivadbhavaha bhavati. Ataha vyapaha api kitvam bhavati iti matva tannishayadhatham Paninina nalyapi iti sutram kritam. So that is why to prevent it Panini has created the rule nalyapi. Which means that Panini believes that there is sthanivadbhava in case of anubandha. Even if it is alvidhi, there is sthanivadbhava. Iti paninehi sutra naiva jnayate. Because he has created the sutra nalyapi, we can understand that Panini believes there should be sthanivadbhava in case of anubandha. Anena kim jnayate anubandha karya sthanivadbhava bhavati analvidhau iti nishedha. Anubandhakarya vishaye na pravartate iti jnayate. Evam chet, yadi anubandhakarya vishaye analvidhau iti nishedha nasti, tarhi vakshyamana ityatra lrit prakarasya yad itvam, titvam bhavati yad bhaugitvam bhavati tam ashritya eepa prapyate. Okay, so there is possibility of getting eepa. So that is behind the first argument. So the two solutions to it. The first solution says, Lashayam anubandhakaryam nadeshana. An anubandhakarya of the lakaras cannot be brought over to the adesha. It's the rule. How do we know this rule? How can you prove this statement? Krishna. I am niyamaha katham nyayate. Ling lakarasya yasut agamaha vidhiyate. Yasat parasmai padeshu udhatto nicha iti sutren. So there is this rule, Yasat parasmai padeshu udhatto nicha.
परस्मैपदेषु यासुट् इति आगमः भवति लिङ्गकारस्य लिङ्गादेशस्य स्थाने यासुदागमः विधीयते. पाणिनी इन् द सूत्र इस् सेयिङ्ग् यासुट् परस्मैपदेषु उदाहरः नित् च ही स्पेसिफैङ्ग् सेयिङ्ग् यासुट् विल् बि नित् ही सेयिङ्ग् देर् विल् बि यासुट् आगमः एण्ड् इट् विल् बि नित् नौ लिङ्गकारः नित् द लकार इट्सेल्फ् इस् नित् स्थानिवद्भावेनैव यासुतः अपि नित्वं सिद्ध्यति. सो इफ् वि यूस् स्थानिवद्भाव यासुट् ऐ मीन् देनेवर् आफ्टर् यु डू द आदेश एण्ड् डू यासुट् आगम इट् विल् आटोमेटिकलि बि नित् इफ् वि यूस् स्थानिवद्भाव. एवं सति पुनः यासुतः नित्वं किमर्थं वै हस् पाणिनी टोल्ड् अगेन् दट् यासुट् विल् बि नित् यासुतः पुनर्विधानम् इत्यस्य पुनर्विधानेन ज्ञायते लाश्रयम् अनुबन्धकार्यम् आदेशः. सो दट् इण्डिकेट्स् दट् इन् केस् आफ् लकारस् द अनुबन्ध आफ् स्थानि केनाट् बि यूस्ड् फार् द आदेश तेन अयं नियमः ज्ञायते. सो इफ् दिस् रूल् केन् बि डिरैव्ड् देन् वि केनाट् ब्रिङ्ग् ओवर् द पित्वा आर् उहित्वा फ्रम् लट् लकार टु शारस् and therefore there will be no heat is this argument. So the third samadhana says kvachit in some cases anubandha karye api analvidhau iti nishedha. Even in anubandha there should be nishedha for analvidhi. So how do you know? Kim pramanam? What is the pramana for stating this? Is again we go back to Pani. Halashna shana chau. This is sutra. There is a sutra. Halaha shnaha shana chau. Shna iti se sthane. Shana ch iti adesha vidhiyate. Now, the sthani here is shna. Shna pratyaha shit. There is shakara is ikhamya. Sthani madbhave naiva tad adesha se. So whatever is an adesha for the shna, will automatically be shipped by Sthanavadbhava. So now why should that Adesha also be made Shanach? I mean, why? He could just have said Anach. I mean, in Paninian grammar, every letter is important. When he is giving an Adesha, all the letters of the Adesha should be meaningful, should have a purpose. Now, when he is giving this Shanach as an Adesha to Shna, and Shna is already shipped, Shanach need not be shit. Okay. So why should he make Shanach shit again? Punaha Shanachaha shitva karanam. So again he is specifying that Shanach is shit. That is, he is including the Shanach in Shakara. Tena kim yayate? Khachit in some cases, anubandha kariye pe aral vidhau iti nishetha bhavati. There is no carrying over of anubandha from thani to adesha and therefore the adesha is given the shitva again. He requires shitva for adesha, so he is again giving the shitva is at the base of this argument. Right? So the argument and solutions go in a series. To start from the argument, there will be a solution and there will be an argument on that solution. Is this clear or are there any questions? Also mentioned this, but I didn't want to go into it because this itself is pretty difficult to grasp. So always true. I mean, whenever Dikshita goes in for a second suggestion, there is some problem with the first. So there is, I mean, he is not fully satisfied with the first one, therefore he himself offers the second one. So why, I mean, what is the problem with it is
For now, I think it is stupid hour. If you have read it up, if you have any questions, you can always ask later. We can discuss it, but I think for... but that will not really work, because I mean, you can say that you can prevent only Tidhane for that, but you cannot prevent Ugitascha, I think, from that. Ugit Karana Samarthya. Sorry? Tit Karana Samarthya. It is the same. Yes, yes, yes. True. Okay, so that is about the Shamana. Now if we can just go through the... Now if you go through the... we'll come back to the Mula and the Vyakshana now. So what is Dikshita saying? He says, Vakshamana ityatra titvat ugitvat se neet praptaha. So that should be clear now. The Rit Lakara is tit and ugit. So based on that, there should be neet. We'll just see what the Kaumudi says first. So next he says, Yasutaha neetvena. Lashayam anubandhakare nadeshana iti jnapana na bhavati. So whatever I covered as the second solution is fully stated by Dikshita in this one sentence. He says, Lashayam anubandhakare nadeshana. Lakarashayam anubandhakare nadeshana na bhavati. Katham yayate yasutaha neetvena. Yasut being an agama for Linglakara is again made neet, which proves this rule. So because of this rule, there is no Thanivadha, I mean, there is no, the Anubandhakari of Thani, Lakara will not apply for Adesha, and therefore there is no need. Just one suggestion. And then he says, Shnaha Shana Chaha Shitvena. Shnaha, Namashna, it is this Thane, Eha Shana Chahitaha. Tasya Shitvam, Tasya Shitvena. Kvasit anubandhakarye api anal vidhau iti nishedha jnapana dva. So in some cases, even in anubandhas, the anal vidhau will apply. Okay. So we will see what the vyakshana says. Balamanamramayam kimasti iti ekavaram pathamishte, it will be clear. Balamanamrama has what I said. But to read it in his words, under the Pratika Bahupurushara, after a few lines, he finishes with that, and Syadeta Ityanena, Vakshyamana iti arabhyate. So, it is the third line from below in my book. So, but it occurs somewhere in the middle, after the Bahupurushara. Syadeta Vacha Paribhashane Siddhatu. Asmat karmani lit, litlakaraha, litasadva iti tasya shanajadeshaha, syatati litohu iti syaha, kutvashatve anemuku natvam tap vakshamana iti rupam. So what I showed in the first two slides is given the rupa of how vakshamana is derived in Siddhanta. Atra litadeshasya sthanivatvena Titvad Gitvacha Tidhana iti Ugitascha iti cha Neep Praapnoti. So the Ridadesha which is Shanach Vaithanivadbhava will be Tit or and Ugit. Therefore there is Neep, possibility of adding Neep either by Tidhana or Ugitascha. Nasa Thaninaha Ritaha Takarasya Rikarasya cha Ittvashrayanat Neep Vidhehe Alvidhitvat, analvidhau iti nishayata shankyaha. So the first argument which says, there is no sthanivadbhava. I mean, the first solution says, there is no sthanivadbhava because it is an alvidhi. So he says, ghumastha vapajahati samphali iti khiniti vihitasya iktvasya nalyapi iti nishayadhena lingena. So
So because of the sutra nalyapi, we can understand that anubandha karye anal vidhau iti nishedha bhava jnapana. Anal vidhau iti nishedha anubandha karye vishaye na pravartate iti jnayate. Anubandha karye api anal vidhau iti nishedha pravartau hi. If there is no sthanivatthava in anubandha karya, svadeshasya yapaha kitva apratakte hai. Since yap is not kit by itself, tasmin paratha itvasya aprasatya. There is no possibility of getting itva for yap, I mean when followed by yap. Tan nishedha vayyarthyam svashtameva. Then the sutra nal yapi itself could be waste. Because yap is not kit by itself, there is no itva prapti. So nishedha makes no sense. Since Panini gives the nishedha, it proves that there is sthanivat bhava in case of anubandha. Ataha pakshamana ityatra sthanivatvena shanasaha tiktvat ujitvat cha neep durvaraha. There should be neep iti ashankya. That is the argument. That is the akshepa. Pariharati. So the solution is two ways. Pakshamana ityadena. Vakshamana ityatra dhitva ugitvansi ni praptaha na bhavati iti annayaha. Kuto na how ityata aha yasutaha ityadi yapanad ityata. So for the next pratika, he goes on to the next sentence to explain the next sentence of the mula. Yasut parasmai padeshu udhattu miccha iti lingadesha nam tiptachi ityadi parasmai padana Yasudagamati nityam vihitam. Yadagamaha itinyayena yasudagamaha lingadeshavayavaha. That is another thing which says the agama will belong to whatever it is joining in. So tatasha, tatashta sthanivatvenaiva itva siddhehe. Since ling is nit, the adesha for ling will also be nit and the agama for that adesha will also be nit. Naturally. Tatashta sthanivatvenaiva nitya siddhehe yasutaha tadvidhi vayyarthyam syat. So to say that yasut will be nit again would be vyartha. Ataha lashayam anubandhakaryam adeshanam na iti vijnayate. So that proves that the anubandha of lakara cannot be used for adesha. Tatashta vakshyamana ityatra lidadeshasya shanasaha Tidugit karye, niti kartavye, sthanivatva bhavat na neep. So there is no sthanivatbhava and therefore there is no neep. Okay. So next, in the next line, Balamanoramakara shows what is the problem with this solution. Okay. So we will skip over that, I mean, for now it is not required. He shows what is the problem with this solution and then he offers the second solution, Snaha Shanasaha Shikrena. So we go to that Snaha Shanasaha Pratika. Shna ityasmata shashtheka vatane allope anlope shnaha iti rukum. So shnaha is the shashti of shna, that is shna pratyasya ityarthaha. Ato dhato, that is how is the rupa shnaha derived, is what he is saying. Hala shnaha shanajhau iti shna pratyayate shanajadeshaha vidhiyate. Tatra sthanivatvenaiva siddhatvat shanajaha shittvam vyartham. So by sthanivatbhava, shitva of shna can be brought over to the adesha and therefore shanas need not be made shit again. Shanataha shitvam vyaktham. Nacha analvidhau iti nishedha shankyaha nalyapi iti lingena anubandha karye analvidhau iti nishedha bhavasya anupadameva uktatva. We have recently proved that there is no analvidhau. Analvidhau will not apply to anubandha. That is, in anubandha there is sanyat. Evam cha kimyayate kvachit anubandha karye api anal vidhau iti nishedha pravrtihi nyayate. So even in case of anavardha, in some cases where there is some prayoga, shishta prayoga bala like this, there is nishetha of anavardhu. Tathacha vakshyamana ityatra tidugitkaye nipi anavardhu iti nishetha pravartya sthanivatva bhavena. So there is no sthanivat bhava. Pitva uditvayo abhavat na nip ityatraha.
Balamanagrama then goes on to say that neither of these solutions hold good. He rejects both of those and says there should actually be neep in Vakshyamana, or you have to include Vakshyamana in Ajadigana. That is, the Shanash Pratyaya itself should be included in the Ajadigana to substantiate the thought. So that is probably from Shekhara. That is probably Nagesha's argument. You have to look at it. So, Balamanorama Sara concludes that both of these arguments do not hold good, and therefore they should either, you should accept Neep or put include Shanat in the Ajadi Gana to substantiate Tha. Any questions? So, there are a few more sub-arguments within the commentary. If anybody has any questions about that, you can email me. I'm not going into it. Okay, we'll move on with the sutra. Siddhani, we saw examples for Siddhi. This is Trividha Ityukta. Dhatuhu Pratyaha Pratipadikam. Sarvesha Udaharanam Drishtam. Itaparam Anyesha Dha and I. Sarvepi Pratyaya. The whatever follows the rest are all mentioned. Whatever is mentioned in the sutra, they are all pratyayas. So he gives one example for each. Say dha is the next particle, and an example is Sauparnayi. Suparnayaha apatyam stri ityarthe stribhyo dhak ityanena dhak ityarthe. So for all these examples, derivations are given very clearly in the Balamanorama. You can just go through. It is, for now, I will just go through it quickly. It is just an example of dha. The pratyaya there is dhak. So the dha part of it is considered, and there is neep. Suparna, there is a dhak, it becomes sauparneya. We add neep, it becomes sauparneyi. Anna, pit dha, anna. Anna, ityasya udaharana, andri. Asya devata, ityanena, anna. Indro devata, asyaha, ityarthe. Aindra, shabdat. Aindra, iti annantam. Tasmāta ni pratyaya aindriyi iti bhavati. Aiñya pratyaya siddhānai aiñ pratyaya autsi utsādibhyoin ityanena apatyathe utsasya apatyam stri iti utsa ityasmāta aiñ pratyaya kriyate autsa iti bhavati tasmāta ni iti autsi. Dvayatach dadhnach matrach. So there are three pratyayas, all of which are given by the same sutra. Pramane Vayasach Dadhnai Matrachaha is a Tadhita sutra. They are all of these are Tadhita pratyayas. So there are three pratyayas given in Pramanartha, that is a measure. Okay. And the sense of measure, there are three pratyayas that are added. So examples are Uru Dvayati, Uru Dagni and Uru Matri. So, Vayasach, Daghnach and Matrach. Three pratyas. The Daghnach is the pratyaya. So, when followed by Matrach, Makara, Sandhi, it becomes Daghnai Matrach. Anunatika Sandhi. Hastataha pratyayastu Daghnach. So, Trayaha pratyaya. Tayap pratyaya. Panchatayi. उदाहरणं ठक् इत्यस्य आक्षिकी इति उदाहरणम् अक्षैः दीप्यते इत्यस्य अक्ष इत्यस्मात् ठक् प्रत्ययः तस्य इकादेशः आक्षिक इत्यस्मात् नीति आक्षिकी एवं ठै इत्यस्य उदाहरणं लावणिकी कै कयः उदाहरणं यादृशी यदादिशदृशोनालोचने कञ्च इत्यनेन कञ् प्रत्ययः यादृश इति भवति अस्मदीपि यादृशी क्वरक् इति प्रत्ययः उदाहरणम् इत्वरि जिघ्नै द्वेत श्रद्धै मात्रै कै क्वरः So for all these words which end in all these pratyayas, in Strilinga there is neep to be added. So atra asmineva sutra vartika dvayam isti tachhilike nepi. Tachhilarthake na pratyaya sati. So there is a pratyaya na which is added in tachhila. That to indicate the character of something. That is, say somebody who keeps You see the example, he gives the example of Chauri. So Chauri nama chura shila masya. Somebody who is habitually stealing, that is a person who steals once, will not get the word chaura. Okay, the word chaura applies, rana pratyaya applies to one who habitually steals, not just stealing once or twice. Okay, so that is tachhila. So tachhila athake na pratyaya sati, तदन्तादपि नीट् भवति इत्यर्थः सो इन् द केस् देर् इस् नीट् लुक् एट् व्याख्या चौरी इति चुराशीलम् अस्याः इति विग्रहः छत्रादित्वा नः सो छत्रादिभ्यो नः इत्यनेन न प्रत्ययः स आदिवृत्ति हिन्दी गिव्स् द डेरिवेशन् आफ् द वर्ड् चौर चौर इत्यस्मात् नीप् प्रत्यये अनेन वाक्यकेन नीप् क्रियते चौरी इति रूपम् अपरं वार्तिकमस्ति नैत् नै एक क्षुम् तरुण तरुणाना उपसङ्ख्यानम् स्वगे वार्तिककार आज् आन् दीव् टु द लिस्ट् आफ् दिग्धाने सो नै स्नै एक क्षुन् सो इफ् यु लुक् एट् द व्याख्यान नै स्नै एक क्षुन् तरुण तरुण एतेषामपि नीद्विधौ वचनं कर्तव्यम् इत्यर्थः सो दीस् आल् शुड् बि एडेड् टु तिड्ढाणे टु द लिस्ट् इन् तिड्ढाणे नयादयः चत्वारः प्रत्ययाः सो नै स्नै इकस् एण्ड् ह्युन् आर् प्रत्ययः तरुण एण्ड् तरुण आर् प्रातिपदिकस् फार् एक्साम्पल् फार् नै प्रत्यय इस् त्रैणी स्नै यु हाव् ओम् स्नी Again, derivations of all these words are given in the Vyakhyana. You can go through it. It's very simple. And they are all Tadhitas. So, there is nothing much about it. So, Ikak is Shakti Ki. Shun, an example, is Adhyam Karani. So, these are four suffixes. So, when a word ends in any of these suffixes, it gets Neep. So, Taruna. The word Taruna and Taluna. It becomes Tarunaha becomes Taruni. Similarly, Taluna becomes Taruni. Both of them mean the same. It means a young man and a young woman. So here, if you look at the Taluna, Taluni, that should actually not be in green, that is again Amula. If you look at the Vyakhyana for Taruni and Taluni, Yadyapi Anayoho, Vayasi Prathame Ityeva Neep Siddhaha. We see we study the sutra next, I mean, it comes later. Vayasik Prathame, it says that indicating the first age, that is, things like Bala, etc. Sorry, not, you will not get that in Bala term, but for words which indicate the first age, that is, like this, a child or a young man, there should be need. So, vayati prathame ityanena eva anayoho shabdayoho, taruna taluna ityanena eva, need siddhyati, punakkimartham iti prashnaha, tathati
गौरादिषु पाठात् ईषि प्राप्य इदं वचनम्. So, but instead, there is another sutra, Shivgauradibhyascha later, which gives Nish. So, these words have been told in that Gana. So, there will be Nish overruling the Ni. So, there will be a difference in Nish and Ni. So, account for that difference, Parthikatara has included those in this Parthika, is what he said. So, for these six things, that is for words which end in nai eka kaution, and for the words Taruna and Taluna, there will be Neep by the Vartika, nai eka kaums Taruna Taruna. So that is about the Sutra Dvidhani. We will stop here today and we will continue tomorrow. Any questions? In? Sorry? Vaisi Prathame, there is a difference between Vaisi Prathame and Tidhane. Tidhane is just a collection of say, miscellaneous things. It does not require any condition. Vaisi Prathame gives the condition of Prathamavaya. And Taruna and Taluna already satisfy the condition. Okay. So even though they satisfy the condition, since they have been given in the Gauradi Gana, they will get Nish instead of this. So to overrule that, Vartikatara has to put them somewhere. Since they already satisfy the condition of Vaisi Prathame, should he make a Vartika there? That's a question. So instead of that, Tidhane is just a list, it is a miscellaneous list of items, right? I mean, there is no particular condition to be satisfied there. So he is simply adding those words to the list here, probably. I mean, this is what I feel. Since if he made a Vartika in Vaisi Prathame, he should have said this, Tejam Purat Vidhanam. I don't know what kind of Vartika he should have made there. But, sorry? Huh? What is the Vartika here? I cannot hear you. There's some noise over here. This is the camera. In Vaisi Prathame, oh, is there a Vartika regarding this? Yes, yes. If that is what that Vartika will give the need by Vaisi Prathame. But the problem is that the Gauradi Gana Patha will overrule that. The Shit Gauradi Prishta, which comes later on, gives Nish, and the Taruna and Taluna have been included in the Gauradi Gana. So which will overrule Vaisi Prathame, the Neep of Vaisi Prathame. So he is has to do another Vartika specifically for these two words. The Vayasyasaramaiti Vaktavyam, it refers generally to, that is a different, the range of that Vartika is different. It applies not only to these two words, but to many words, which are not indicating the final. These two words require a separate mention to put them, to give them Neep also. I mean, there is Nish and there is Neep. Okay. So, for a specific mention, if he had to include them in Vaisi Prathame, he had to make a separate Vartika again. Instead, he is already adding on some things to the Neep Prakarana in this particular case. So, I think he has included them here. So we'll see more of this probably in Vaisi Prathame. If you are not satisfied, we can discuss again. Yeah, sure, I understand. But,
इन्हें शुरू में आये भी महेश्वरा कृष्ण में आकर हम लोग चंद्रमा पानी में महेश्वरा कृष्ण में आकर हम लोग चंद्रमा पानी में महेश्वरा कृष्ण में आकर हम लोग चंद्रमा पानी में महेश्वरा कृष्ण में आकर हम लोग चंद्रमा पानी में महेश्वरा कृष्ण में आकर हम लोग चंद्रमा पानी में महेश्वरा कृष्ण में आकर हम लोग चंद्रमा पानी में महेश्वरा कृष्ण में आकर हम लोग चंद्रमा पानी में महेश्वरा कृष्ण में आकर हम लोग चंद्रमा पानी में महेश्वरा कृष्ण में आकर हम लोग चंद्रमा पानी में महेश्वरा कृष्ण में आकर हम लोग चंद्रमा पानी में महेश्वरा कृष्ण में आकर हम लोग चंद्रमा पानी में महे